Sweat? You mean armpit tears of weakness brought about by poor deodorant choices? Say goodbye to that salty river that floweth from your underarm with Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Made for 24/7 sweat protection with daily use and an undeniable smell of cedarwood and lime. Giving you the confidence you need to quit your job, move to a remote island, and spend your days frolicking with dolphins. Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Shop Old Spice now.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
It is time to talk Pittsburgh Steeler football, and here he is, Brian Anthony Davis from behind this steel curtain. Good to have you, Brian.
Great to be here, Coach.
We're not faint of heart here on Gordy Sports anymore. We get excited.
I don't blame you. I am too.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and so you know, since you have critters of the doggy variety home, it is Make a Dog's Day.
It's what dog's day?
Make a Dog's Day. Now, this is an opportunity to give all dogs the best day of their lives, and also suggesting that people adopt doggies from shelters.
Well, I tell you what, in my house, these dogs, their days are made every single day. I think it needs to be Make a Human Day because, man, I think I live and go to work for those four.
They are fun to have, aren't they?
They are.
Now, we are going to talk Steeler football, and we'll look at their win in overtime against the Seahawks this past weekend, 23-20. Go ahead.
Tell you what, you know, a lot of people were disappointed with the way that they won that game, coming out 14-0 and then, you know, having to get to overtime to squeak out a win.
Can't satisfy those Steeler fans.
No, you can't, because the comments that I heard, well, you know, they didn't deserve to win that game. They can't beat a team without Russell Wilson and without their top running back, Chris Carson. But, you know, that team still gets paid, and there's still a lot of heart on that team. There was no doubt that they had a good running game and a good offense going in, and a lot of that can be attributed to the offensive line. And that's how Seattle adjusted for the second half. Now, when you look at the second half, that's what happened. The Steelers did not make any adjustments because they were leading. Seattle made great adjustments, and Pittsburgh struggled in that game. They're trying to figure out their identity now without Juju Smith-Schuster, which is a thing, but they really can. They need to have players like Chase Claypool continue to step up. He did not step up this week. He did last week against the Broncos. So that's something that they really need. But when it all comes down to it, they had some trouble tackling towards the end of that game. But when push came to shove and they needed a little love, they went to the heart of that team, which is T.J. Watt. Now, look at what he did. That is Defensive Player of the Year capability of what he accomplished, especially by getting that turnover in overtime. And when he had to step up each and every time, he did. That guy was the savior of that team. When you look at the defense, I have created my new game called Head, Heart, and Soul. And I really think the soul of that team on defense is Cam Hayward. The heart is T.J. Watt. And the head is Minkah Fitzpatrick. And that's a very good trio to have on that defense. They're going to have to come up a lot more, continue to boost up the offense in the next 11 games. But look at this. The offense looking better. The offensive line continues to play better football. Najee Harris had over 140-some yards combined rushing and receiving. So he is becoming... Ben Roethlisberger plays better when the line plays better and the running game plays better. So I'm looking for some great things coming up in the second half. And next week we'll be talking about the Cleveland Browns. But for right now, bye week is the time to get healthy. Bye week is a time to make some adjustments. And a bye week is the time to feel good that this 1-3 team, just a few weeks ago, is now a 3-3 team.
Brian, looking ahead, do you have any trade scenarios before the trade deadline for the Steelers?
No, actually I don't. And here's the thing. Now, if anything happens with this team, it is going to be getting a free agent that comes up. Whitney Mercilus signed on with the Green Bay Packers, but he was also looking at the Chiefs and looking at the Steelers as well. So they're going to be in the market for guys like that. It's really hard to make trades right now unless they can go ahead and trade somebody on the roster, because they can't really trade picks because they're running out of them. There's already three picks gone from last year, from next year, a fourth in the Isaiah Loudermilk draft day deal, a fifth in the Akella Witherspoon trade that he's not even getting a hat on game day, which a lot of people are feeling that was a rough trade for this team. And then Joe Schobert cost them a sixth. And I think Schobert's valuable as well. I think Lauterbilt can be valuable in the future. But giving up those three draft choices, I don't really see them making a trade. The one guy that's most tradable on that team right now is James Washington. But the problem with James Washington is Juju Smith-Schuster's gone, and they need him to get some reps.
Brian Anthony Davis, always a pleasure, and have fun with your doggies today.
I definitely will, Coach Gordy. I really appreciate it.
Go Steelers. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.